Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Welcome to the Jim Jefferies Show podcast. This is the Jim Jefferies Show podcast. We're shooting in the galaxy. We're seeing stars and Mars on the Jim Jefferies podcast.
Whoa, you said your name wrong.
Jefferies.
Jefferies?
Yeah, Jefferies. That's my Roman god name. Greek god.
How many times have you changed your name?
Just twice.
This is the third, right?
Jim Jefferies was with one. It didn't have the extra E, and right. Then I had to change the extra E, and then, yeah, anyway. And then my mother changed it early from Jeffrey Nugent to another name after we discovered who my dad really was. Anyway, please welcome to the Jim Jefferies Show podcast. That was Paul Provenza.
That's right. Paul Provenza's on the podcast.
Paul Provenza's in the house.
Comedian, so happy to be actor, here.
Ladies and gentlemen,
director,
so. But my favorite role is Northern Exposure Replacement Doctor.
It was in my contract, cancellation scapegoat.
No, you were the Northern Exposure. When they got rid of Dr. Flash, when they brought in you.
That's when people...
I never watched Northern Exposure.
Yeah, what happened was they had already been exposed to the Northern Lights, and they brought in Paul. And Paul said, there's more to see, and then the public went, no.
You were in the West Wing, though, as well, right?
Yes. It's another.
What were you in the West Wing? I've never watched the West Wing.
I watched the West Wing a million times.
Liberal porn.
Yeah. You were liberal porn?
Penn Jillette calls it liberal porn. I was the Republican the assistant to the Republican majority leader. That's like that the guy on Star Trek that is going to get beamed down, who's the first one to die.
Well, I have some things to read. If you'd like to see me, August 25th, Nielsen Bastille Center, Honolulu. I think if you're already listening, I'm already there.
No, it comes out tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I'm already there.
Yeah, but the show's this weekend.
I'm there. Okay. I'm walking around Honolulu.
Oh, yeah, you're in Honolulu.
I'm buying Rolex and I'm
How's
throwing
the weather, Jim?
There's a hurricane coming. Yeah. Everyone batten down. It's going to be like, it's how Wizard of Oz should have been. September 14th at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre in Vancouver. September 28th in the Chicago Theatre. Where do you think that might be, Paul?
I'm guessing probably in Illinois.
Chicago, Illinois, near Gary, Indiana, where Michael Jackson grew up.
That's right.
October 12th at the Hard Rock Cafe in Orlando, Florida. Did you know the Hard Rock just got purchased by Richard Branson, and he's going to rebrand everything?
The Hard Rock, then?
All the Hard Rocks.
They bought it from the Seminole Indians?
Richard Branson just bought them all.
No chance it's going to suck.
And they're going to be called Virgin Hotels, which is a hotel I've always wanted to stay in. A lot of crying in that hotel.
A lot of people getting discounts.
Yeah.
He bought the Las Vegas one.
All right, well, that's the joke still works, Forrest.
No, I know the joke works. I'm just getting the facts.
Do you buy the restaurants, too?
Hey, Forrest will ruin this joke as well. Okay. October 13th at the Hard Rock Hotel in Hollywood, Florida. And we got a message from a super fan who's we could say Randy's?
Randy.
Randy's birthday is today. Mom and Dad say she will shit herself if you say happy birthday. Happy birthday, Randy.
There's a picture of her right there with you.
Now, Randy to me always means horny in my vernacular.
Yeah, it looks like a minor. So, yeah.
Well, now that she shit herself.
And she's a 17-year-old that's a super fan of mine.
There's a picture of you with her right there.
I can't tell she's 17 from the fucking picture.
Pretty young.
Oh, that won't fly in court, my friend.
Happy birthday, Randy. We'll get you my number somehow. And now, talking points.
This is a... You're just going to keep reading stuff?
I'm already on holiday.
This is another podcast that we're promoting right now. They're promoting us as well.
Oh, Talking Points. If you're looking for a podcast...
No, don't read Talking Points. Talking Points is like your talking points. This is what you're going to read.
So the name of the podcast is Talking Points?
No, it's called Dumb People Town.
Oh, Dumb People Town.
Well, now that was a funny joke right there.
Why don't you listen to Dumb People Town? If you're looking for a podcast to make you forget everything else and actually laugh out loud, the kids say LOL, and absolutely need to check the Dumb People Town podcast. Yeah, what do you think of that? Yes, it's called Dumb People Town, and that's what it's all about. The world is getting dumber, and every week this show celebrates dumb people around the world doing the dumbest things you can imagine, and plenty of things you can't even imagine.
What is it, the news?
What can't you imagine? I think
I don't even know because I can't imagine it.
It's unbelievable.
Ice cream hats. Ah, fuck.
They've done it.
I just imagined it.
Somebody's trying to make money on that
already.
They
better not put that on the show.
Every ice cream hat's good. Any hat out of food would be good.
Any food-related hat is a funny thing to say.
Nacho
hat. Started with a nacho hat, but we can imagine that because we saw Homer Simpson go, nacho, nacho, man.
And some kind of hat made out of soup, I think, would be pretty dumb.
Soup hat.
Very
soup
dumb.
Hat would be, of his dumb, hats made out of food go, I think soup hat kind of tops it out.
Carrot hat is very imaginable.
Not that dumb, though. A carrot hat would be smart.
Yeah, carrot hat.
Good for your vision.
He could have a show in Vegas for 15 years. Oh, carrot hat.
We've already seen the carrot hat. What do we need the other props for?
The podcast is hosted by comedy duo Jason and Randy Schuyler. They're twins.
The
Schuyler brothers.
Yeah. The Schuyler brothers. Yeah. They're twins, I hear. They're twins. Yeah. They get along with each other.
They're hilarious.
With comedian Daniel Van Kirk from the Starship Daniel. Each episode is packed with real news, stories, and constant ball busting, which we're doing now.
Yeah, we
love
that.
Feels like we're part of the show. You really feel the genuine awe from the stupidity inside each of us. I wonder what they're doing about our podcast. What are they saying about our podcast? What do you think?
I don't know. Kelly sends it to them.
They're like, listen to the Jim Jefferies Show podcast. There's a guy called Forrest. It's a lot of fun.
I don't think they mention me at all, probably. Oh, really? I can mention that's nice. Yeah. Right.
It sounds like a venereal disease for your ears.
I don't know why you left advertising, Jim.
That was one of my products, venereal disease for your ears.
Yeah.
It got stopped by the Christians. It made everyone wear talk condoms. Because they don't wear condoms at all. They just let you jizz in the ear because every venereal disease is sacred.
Because
stories.
Kids are only so tall.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus. All right. All right, James Gunn. All right. You hear stories about burglars boarding spaceships, threesomes on public patio decks. Public patio decks.
Man.
I could organize a twosome on a public patio, but not a threesome. That's the difference between me and the Dumb People Town podcast. And door-to-door meat salesman. I would buy meat from a guy who came to my door if he's put the effort in. I assume his bacon is fresh.
Like if he had it right there with him?
And yeah. Special guests like Patton Oswalt, Maria Bamford, Paul F. Tompkins, Tig Notaro, and John Hamm. And I've never been asked.
No, I think they're going to ask you.
Okay, I'll go on.
That's part of the deal.
Trust me, you don't want to miss a single dumb moment. Subscribe to Dumb People Town on iTunes, Spotify, Tuner, Stitcher, Starburns.audio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
That one really threw you. You're like cruising. Spotify, tuners to Starburns.
Starburns. Is that a real company, Starburns?
I guess so. We read it.
Why have I turned a little bit British all of a sudden? Oh, Starburns. Oi, cunt. What's the fucking problem?
Hello.
Starburns. We have Starburns in this country. That's what we fucking like. Now, we have to talk about the show now. I shouldn't mention earlier on the podcast. If you're enjoying this podcast, great. There will not be a podcast next week. We have a union problem. Kelly is going on strike. What happened, Kelly?
Wait, there's not a podcast next week?
Not next week, no, because we didn't record one.
I thought we were doing it now.
No.
Okay.
I demanded much more money, and they are not folding, so no podcast.
So they wanted you to go from 0 to 12 cents?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
I know.
So we did the Jim Jefferies Show podcast today. Now, we should mention that whilst we were recording the show today, shit has gone down in the world. Shit's gone down. What's happened in the world, Forrest?
You talking about Paul Manafort?
Sure.
What were you talking about?
No, that shit's gone down.
That's a genuine question from Jim.
These people have been arrested and shit. It looks like by the time this podcast goes out, like Trump might be impeached. Shit has gone down.
309 years Manafort stands to be looking at.
309 years. I always find that weird when they do that. Like you're a serial killer, you kill like 30 people, and they go, you get 32 life sentences. Stop being childish.
I like the consecutive
part. Just give them three.
I like them the
Oh, there's another thing here. Michael Cohen pleads guilty, says he coordinated Stormy Daniels' hush money with Trump to influence election.
Mm-hmm. How's that to influence election?
Well, because
he tried to get a girl who was a porn star.
No, but
to be quiet, and she signed a non-disclosure form. Then
you can't
often.
Do that. You can't use.
You can't do that.
Not if you're running for president.
My whole world is crumbling.
You're not running for president.
Jim,
you're fine.
This
you're
is
fine.
The only reason you're not in politics, right here.
Yeah, this is the reason. Plus, I can't be president because I'm not a citizen.
Here you go.
Yeah, we can work around that.
In his plea deal, Cohen said he arranged the payoffs to porn actress Stormy Daniels and ex-Playboy model Karen McDougal in coordination and at the direction of the candidate for a federal office, Trump, potentially putting Trump in direct legal jeopardy. There you go.
What do you think Mulaney is going to do now? Because it's like he can't deny it anymore. It's like it's too far gone.
I don't know. You know, I've heard all of these, like, you know, behind the scenes things of rogue White House people and rogue
was
talking
that,
about
was
talking
that
about
when
how
you
Melania
were working in the West Wing.
No. It's all on Twitter. You can supposedly she's like had these huge opportunities, destroyed a bathroom at one point when she first heard about this.
I heard she had Mexican food.
Yeah, too.
Just destroyed the bathroom. You never want to see Melania do a big shit. Now, we should mention that in the room with us right now is Miss Evelyn. Now, Miss Evelyn, who's sitting over there, we're not going to make her talk, but it's my son's preschool teacher is in the room with us right now, and I'm just talking about Melania shitting in the bathroom. Is this weird now that you've seen the real me? It's fine.
She had pretty low expectations right from the get-go.
My son just graduated from preschool. He just graduated, cap and gown, the whole thing. We never thought he'd make it. We thought he didn't have the goods. I thought he'd be in there till he's 25. But I can picture
you going, get out of school and get a job already.
No. I like him coming home going, we learn about Blue. Who is his Australian friend. Anyway, so shit's going down. Okay, now can we say that? Like, remember the whole? Okay, I don't know if you're not old enough, Paul. But what happened was back in the day, Bill Clinton was in trouble because a woman gave him a blowjob, and we thought this is the end of the world. And like the Republicans came after him, and he was impeached, and there was all these problems. This is way bigger.
Way bigger.
Way bigger.
And the legal issue with the Bill Clinton impeachment was that he lied, which was obstruction of justice.
Which Donald Trump has lied.
A million times.
Has he actually said, I don't know, Stormy Daniels?
No, I don't know. I don't know if they've asked him if he knows her or not. It's just mainly.
Why hasn't someone asked that?
Because there was a contract where remember what was his name? There was like a fake name on the contract.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was right now. Let me look it up. But yeah.
Trump Donnell.
Don Bannon. No, not Bannon.
Something like
what
that.
What was it?
Steve Bannon. No, I don't know. Anyway, this is good podcasting right now. This is some quality airtime that we're doing. Why Forrest, Google something. Clear the porn off, Forrest. Try to open some more windows. Nah. Oh, now that's just a picture of your parents crying. Clear another window.
I'm not going to be able to find it quick enough, so I just keep going when I find it.
Oh, he's looking for his penis. It's underneath the last flap.
Why is there a flap? My stomach, you mean? No, that was just hurtful, Jim.
The fact that you were like, why is there a flap? And then the realization that you're fat came in. Why would there be? Oh, God, I've just figured it out.
I try not to look in the mirror much. And I looked in the mirror the other day when I was naked, and it was bad.
Yeah. No. That mirror cracked. Yeah. That's 7 more years of bad luck. What are you up to, 57 now, consecutive mirrors?
Oh, David Dennison?
David Dennison.
David Dennison is supposed to be Donald Trump in this contract with Peggy Peterson, who is Stormy Daniels.
David Dennison.
That was supposedly who this contract's between, which makes it not valid because it's not their real names.
I'm all for them signing contracts, man. That's a deal's a deal.
Yeah, but you can't do it when you're running for president.
They said they weren't going to talk. A deal's a deal.
You can't pay somebody off when you're running for president, Jim. It's just, that's the law.
Okay, say it for us. Just say it. Say that I can never run for president. Just say
you can never run for president because you're Australian.
All right, your story checks out.
Wait, when you become a citizen, can you run for president?
No.
You can be governor though.
You have to be born in this country. I can be governor like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Correct.
Yeah. I can be the governor of California or whatever state that Jack comes from. Is there a state of denial?
That can't go bad at all.
Yeah.
Is there a state of disappointment where your parents dropped you off at a young age, Jack?
Jim, are you considering becoming a citizen of these fine
states? I am. I will be a citizen of
America. It's in the process, yeah.
I will be. And not only will I be a citizen, I'm going to fucking run this place, Paul. Paul, you're going to be working for me in my East Wing. I'm mixing things up.
Right now, that's where they throw the trash away and they're the grease traps. With
no one ever says what's going on in the East Wing.
East Wing, you know what? That's the deep state.
You don't want to walk around the East Wing. You get a fucking a mouse trap on your toe. But you get free cheese.
What?
Because there's cheese in the traps.
The East Wing, two-story structure, east of the White House, executive residence, home of the president. Oh, that's where he lives.
Oh, that's where he lives.
What's the East Wing?
That's like on the sidewalk.
What's the Witches of East Wing?
Northeast Wing.
Yeah. What's the Clint Eastwood Wing?
North by Northwest Wing.
Oh, yeah. What's the North Wing?
I don't think that's anything. That's the driveway.
Check the north wing. Check the north wing.
I'm going to put it in here.
Check the north wing, son. We go up the north. We're going to go to the north wing. You know what I mean? Oh, we're going on holiday. All right, it's holiday time. I'm going to Ibiza, north wing. British people are losing their shit. That's so accurate what I just did.
There's no north wing.
I think north wing was a heavy metal band in the 70s.
The south wing. Talk about the south wing with those fucking people.
There's the south lawn.
Ooh.
I think generally there's just two wings, like... There aren't animals with more than two wings, so it's
you're
east
wrong.
West wing.
You're wrong. You're wrong. Google how many wings does a bee have?
How many wings do they have?
More than fucking two.
Well, Forrest has the Google unlocked.
I think a bee has two wings. I think you're thinking of a dragonfly.
Dragonfly.
Yeah, but I don't, those aren't technically wings. So,
what do you call a fly if you take its wings off? A walk. That got Kelly. She's laughing. Yeah,
that's going to hit the preschool teacher.
That's like a popsicle stick joke. So we did a show.
Whatever.
Our first act today, we talked about marriage and how it's kind of going
Jack,
the way
this,
of...
Jack, this coffee you gave me is very strong.
About how marriage, the traditional views on marriage and whether people should be married and whether it works and
we
stuff.
We talked about marriage. Paul Provenza, have you ever been married?
I am married now.
Are you?
Yeah.
You are? You have a ring?
Yeah, sir.
When did that happen?
A couple of years ago.
I've known you for years.
When no one was looking.
Who's the lucky child?
As a matter of fact, she is 30 years younger than I.
All right. Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So she's 47.
Yes.
You married a woman 30 years younger than you?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
I introduce her as my wife and kid.
Really? You're not helping this whole celebrity pedophile ring thing that we're trying to discourage people from.
Hashtag me neither.
Just look at the symbols.
Yeah, I don't
anyway, don't do that. We'll get in trouble.
Because that whole till death do us part thing, that all came about when that would happen at any given moment. When it wasn't such a long haul back
which
in the
for
day.
Your wife may happen sooner than you're fucking expecting.
Either way.
Are you going to pump her child? Actually,
hell no.
Why not? She's young.
She
probably wants a
There's
kid.
There's enough people. No.
Your wife probably wants a kid.
No, why? Just because we have five pets? No.
Yeah. What does your wife do? I assume she takes care of the elderly.
She teaches preschool.
Oh, wow. The opposite of what I thought.
Diapers. Either way, it works.
It's fun. Anyway, so Paul's gotten married. That's something I didn't know. I've known Paul Provenza for 15 years. It's the first time I've known him to be married.
Yeah, well, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I waited until there was no...
Dementia.
I waited until I needed somebody to help me out of bed.
Is she happy?
Well, that depends on your definition of happy, Jim.
Does she smile a lot when she's around you?
Yes, most of the time.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Forrest is dating a woman half his age. Tell us about that, Forrest.
But Forrest is 20. That's a problem.
A little less. No. I wish I was 20. It's a problem either way.
Forrest is dating a woman half his age and a third of his weight.
These are all true. And she lives about halfway around the world, too. So that's the other thing.
Yeah.
But she is coming to visit this Saturday. So.
Yes. That's the only time she'll be coming. Hey-o! Anyway, so we talk about marriage. And Forrest, do you think you'll marry this girl? She's probably listening.
I've never imagined myself getting married.
Yeah, but if you're going to marry someone, is the girl who's traveling across the world, do you think you'd marry her?
I will say, I won't say this about marrying her, but I will say that I prefer other girls from other countries than girls from America right now. The girls that I've met, I was in a long-term relationship.
What other country?
I was from Australia. So it's like, but,
there's,
but
a, there's a barge island off the coast of America where he farms them.
I was in a relationship. I was lucky enough to be in a relationship with the last one I was in with Lisa, who's great, and she's
Lisa wasn't as lucky.
It's a great, but it's just like I feel like, and Lisa doesn't fall in this category, but I feel like now that like I hadn't been single for a long time, and then being single in this country, I feel like there's, it's just hard. I don't know. I don't want to be like the cliche thing, like it's harder, but it just felt like like the women I met from other countries, like Australia and England and stuff, are just more chill. They're just
date American people. They've been too accessible to nice things. They expect more from you. You like a good Australian girl who can handle a punch. Isn't that right, Forrest?
You're like a good third world girl who's like
joking.
Good third world girl is happy with shoes.
Yeah. Well, that's the extreme, but sure. Yeah, I've thought about that.
What is this, rice? Yeah, baby.
Yeah, Forrest impresses him with things like the microwave.
Yeah, running water.
Well, that's a bit mean-spirited. We have running water in Australia, Forrest. Anyway, so Forrest is dating an Australian.
I don't know if I'm dating. I guess, you know, she lives in another country.
We should check with her. Is this what you're saying here?
I would say. I mean, I haven't been with anybody else. Yeah.
And, like, do you have common ground? Like, occasionally when the conversation runs up, you look at her and go, Jim's Australian?
No. I do learn a lot of words. There's still a lot of words in Australia I don't know that like I'm less like. Here's one that I think this is. You guys shorten everything in Australia, which I think is good.
That's good for.
But you say capsicum for like a bell pepper.
Yeah, capsicum. Yeah,
that's, you should say capsy. That's like the way the Australians say.
No.
How is capsy not a word that sounds Australian?
No, because capsies are the things that we take MDMA out of.
Well, that's a pretzel from it.
You can't double up. Do you want some capsicum on your pizza? I would.
I've got to work tomorrow, but okay.
All right. So we talk about marriage and that marriage is bullshit and that it comes from medieval times when people were more partners than they were what you call soulmates. The idea that you're meant to be in love with the person you're married. Like, not everyone can be in love with the person they're married to. Paul has a wife. And, you know, sometimes it's just...
What about you? Are you going to ever get married?
I don't know. I had a kid without getting married. I nailed life, man. I nailed life.
Yeah, but you don't need to be married. I think it is an archaic institution.
But you needed it. You needed it. Do you feel weird?
I wanted it.
Do you feel weird with the ring on all the time?
No, I don't feel weird. I'm much tougher than you think.
No, I'm talking about the cock ring.
Doesn't
that cut off a bit of circulation?
I grew up with that on. I can't get it off now.
You grew up with it on. The Provenza family has a lot of questions that need answering.
It's passed down generation to generation. Yeah, so you're not going to ever get married, Jimmy, I don't think?
I don't see it in my immediate future. You know, like the day's long. Who knows what this afternoon will be.
You have a lovely
like.
Girlfriend there right now, though.
I do.
Not from this country.
But
well.
That's not what I'm going to tell her.
But one of the reasons why a lot of people get married now is to have a family. So you have a child.
I already have a child.
So how is that a thing that more people aren't doing?
We're just having kids out of wedlock?
Yeah.
That's the only way to live life, man. Me and my ex are like still best friends. We get along like, you know, Kate.
Yeah, you guys are great together.
Best mates about to go on holiday.
That's
together.
Ideal. They're your situations. Like you're having a kid, you're not married, but you guys get along together.
About to go on holiday together.
Yeah.
When she was pregnant, did you talk about getting married?
No, I said, how did this happen?
Who's the father?
Yeah. Anyway, so Hank's a young black boy. And we're very happy with the way he's coming along.
That joke only works if you know Kate's white.
Well, they do now.
Well, I mean, the people.
She's Canadian. You can't get much whiter than Canadian. Anyway, so we talked about marriage. That was fun. And then what was the next segment?
Oh, this is the next segment. You got to read this.
Oh, I got to ring it out. Yeah. I love this. It's my favorite bit of the day.
That's right. That's under
give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me.
It's right there.
No, oh, this one?
QAnon.
Keep going. There you go.
Okay. Hey, look, I just want to do this casually. Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
How are you, mate?
I'm all right. How are you?
Do you know that Sunbasket has been rated the number one meal kit by leading publications? Because.
I'm sorry. Can I get a meal kit?
A meal kit.
I would love to.
It's not very filling, but you're very satisfied at the end.
And one just shows right up at your door. You don't have to go looking for it.
And if you eat the milk clit properly, you're not going to be thirsty. I bet you may have to clean your bedhead.
Ooh, this makes me hungry.
Milk clit. Goggle, goggle. Okay. Sunbasket has been named the rated number one meal kit by leading publications because they make it easy and convenient to cook healthy, delicious meals at home, no matter how much you suck in the kitchen. Now, Paul, you wouldn't know about this because you've gotten married and you don't have to cook anymore, I assume. Do you cook anymore?
I cook as much as I always did.
Right, so not very much.
Right.
How does this happen? How do they deliver such nice meals? Well, Sunbasket works with the best farms and suppliers to bring you fresh, organic, and responsibly raised meats and seafood delivered right to your door. Everything is pre-measured and easy to prep, meaning less hassle and less food waste. Plus, you get a healthy and delicious meal on the table in about 30 minutes. Think about all the time you spent wasted cooking, Paul. All the hours you spent weighing meat and whatnot.
It sickens
me. Before you sent those young men home.
It sickens
me. Now you just get to have it pre-measured.
It's a brave new world.
Better yet, now you get more options than ever. Think about all the options you had. How many options did you have before?
An infinite number.
No. You say a low number.
A low number?
Yeah, say seven.
Seven.
You get more than that, Paul. Forrest just made lettuce wrapped turkey sliders. A little late for my liking.
A little what? With Asian slaw.
Yeah, with Asian slaw.
I also made like a. They sent us all this food. I made like a spinach salad with chicken on it. That was good. And I had
Asian slaw. He made it with Asian slaw, who is his derogatory name for our one Asian friend.
Who's that?
Asian slaw. You know him.
I know. What's his real name?
Johnny Bravo.
Good.
Just go to Sunbasket app and pick from 18 healthy weekly recipes ranging from paleo, gluten-free, lean and clean, vegetarian, Mediterranean, family options, and more. Choose any recipes you like. Skip a week or cancel at any time. Forrest has skipped over 40 weeks.
Is it reasonably priced, Jim?
Forrest, sure. There's something for every healthy journey and every busy lifestyle. Go to sunbasket.com/gym. Now, I say slash gym on the webpage. Don't do that to me in a car park. /gym today to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/gym for $35 off. sunbasket.com/gym.
So, continuing on with the show, you did a field piece.
Sunbasket. No, I'm going to tell you about
when are you going to do a piece on Sunbasket?
When I was a young man, before Sunbasket, I used to just go out into fields and just kill cows, and they weren't even pre-measured.
Wow.
And I used to get like a handful of hay and just shove it on top of it for a garnish.
Back then, you used to have to guess how much you were eating.
I ate the whole thing with a spoon, Paul.
Raw.
Spoon cow. Anyway, so
spoon cow.
That tickled Forrest.
I don't know why that got me, but spoon cow was good.
It's a good nickname for you.
Yeah, that's dump truck the spoon cow. Yeah.
All right, spoon cow. What happened next?
So you did the field piece where you went out and interviewed all these conspiracy theorists.
I just dribbled on my chin.
Okay, pay attention. So you interviewed all these conspiracy theorists at a pizza parlor. We didn't mention it because it didn't get worked into like the dialogue or the voiceover, but it was actually at a pizza parlor.
We did it at a pizza parlor,
which
was convenient for me because I was already downstairs doing horrible things.
I lived there. You lived there, right? They didn't like that joke, though, right?
No, that was cutting up pepperoni.
The JFK Jr. thing came out of nowhere and went nowhere. What's the story with that?
What they believe is there's a society called QAnon, and what happens with QAnon is there's 10
QAnon,
people.
QAnon, right.
But QAnon, and I'll tell you, they just went QAnon and on and on about it. Anyway, they reckon that JFK Jr. is the head of QAnon, and Donald Trump's a member of QAnon, and there's 12 people or 10 people in QAnon, 7 of them in ex-military. Then it's Donald Trump, JFK Jr., and I'm going to say Phyllis from Accounts, right? This is the whole group. Now,
so JFK Jr. did not die in the plane
there
crash.
He goes on Reddit, he goes on other web pages, and he writes some shit down. It's all about numerology, and they reckon that on November, I haven't got the exact date, November 10th or 11th, all the people that are involved in the child pedophile ranks and all the
November
people who...
November 11th.
Yeah. November 11th is all going to go down. All those people are going to be arrested. And I said to the one guy, the Mexican guy who was second from the right, I said to him, I said, so if it doesn't happen on November 11th, this is on the TV show, will you say that this thing isn't real? And he said, if it doesn't happen on November 11th, then I will admit that it's not real. And then the other three conspiracy theorists went, oh, come on, you've got to give it a bigger chance than that. They were already quitting their fucking cause. But what they think's happening is they think there's an adrenal gland inside children. So what happens is if you get a baby and you terrorize it, then the pressure goes through it. And they believe that Obama and John McCain and Hillary Clinton
and also them, Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that goes without saying. Anyway, so they're killing babies and they eat the adrenal gland. And this gives them some type of high.
Adrenochrome, they call it.
Oh, yeah. How wrong of me.
Yeah. No, that's the high, I think they call it, the adrenochrome.
They believe there's a high that
and
you
that
can't
allows
experience.
Satan in this. Satan's involved here somewhere.
Oh, I thought they were the good guys, though, the Qs. Yeah. I get confused.
No. The Qs are about to they're about to expose
right.
all the child eating
right.
that's going on. Now, there's boats on the outskirts of America. There's barges where they are farming children for these high-ranked politicians to eat. What do you think?
What do I think?
Can you get them from... What's the name of that service?
Postmates.
Oh, you can get them from Sunbasket.
Let me get a nice 6-year-old.
And an adrenal gland with all the right measurements. Have you been eating adrenal glands in wrong forms and then you need to add some spice onto that?
Is it red wine or white with adrenal glands of a 6-year-old?
No. It's a aged scotch.
I see.
And then didn't you say you were like afraid of these guys?
I was.
Yeah, because they really believe this shit, I'll tell you why
I was afraid of it. It was because I was talking to them, and they believe there's a whole lot of conspiracy theories about all these, like, there's a lot of game nights happening. Seth Green has a game night, Dane Cook has a game night, all these different people have game nights. And they think these game nights are child sex rink parties, and it's not true. right? These are just boring people trying to fucking fill some time.
Most of those people are like, they don't drink anymore.
They're not drinkers. So what they do is they play Clue or some shit, right? Anyway, so there's no pedophilia going on in these things. And then I sort of said it, and then they went, so you know these people? And I went, oh, fuck.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
Now,
you said you knew one of them, right?
Well, the thing is, you would never invite me to a secret society party because I'm a little bit lippy.
Yeah.
You can't tell me anything without me mentioning on this fucking podcast. You think I'm good at keeping secrets? Madness.
So that's why they think you haven't been invited?
Well, one of them said, he goes, the reason that I haven't been into the pedophile rings is because people can sense that I'm a good person.
Ah, well, that's nice.
Well, these guys are way off base.
Yeah.
Well, what was the thing about the Fiji water?
The Fiji is the number one child trafficking place in the world. That's what they say.
Yeah.
So
I don't even know if that's true.
Trump picked up some Fiji water, and that's a sign that he's going to bring down Fiji. There was another thing about... There's a whole lot of stuff about Q's, this number 17. Trump mentioned 17. Now, what they said to me before is also that, like...
they all have ankle bracelets, too.
Whenever this happens, whenever sporting teams visit Donald Trump, they give him a 17 jersey, and they go, that just proves they know about Q. It's not true.
Turns out it was 2017.
It was 2017 was when he became the president. That's right. Why they're giving him the 17. Sometimes they give him the 45. Yeah. Sometimes they give him the 45. Sometimes they give him the 17.
Because if you look at Obama, he has either gets the year or he got 40.
This has happened across the board. So this 17 thing isn't a real thing. But Trump supporters are showing up holding a Q sign, and they believe that Q is coming here to save us all.
And how does Michelle Obama being a man factor into this?
Just a bit of fun, isn't it?
All right, okay.
You know what I was surprised by is almost 100% of the time these conspiracy theorists are men, and there was a woman that we had in there too, and she was
Shut up.
I don't know why it throws me more when I see a woman just saying. I just expect it to be men that are conspiracy theorists.
I fully expect women to be more rational. Yeah.
But like this whole QAnon thing, it's like it's it's really gotten some traction. And like, yeah. There's enough people who are actually.
Well, I like Q when he was just making gadgets for James Bond.
Yeah.
But since he's retired.
Well, since he's gone anonymous.
Anonymous.
Did a 12 step meeting.
Q anonymous.
Yeah. Yeah, what letter would you pick if you had to be a secret person bringing down the government or helping the government to bring down people? I would be L.
Why?
Because people would think that I'm Penny Marshall from Laverne & Shirley.
What?
Because she always had an L stitched on her shirt.
Oh, that's for Laverne, though.
Ah, or was it?
You're right. I never thought about it.
Yeah. Why is L the beginning of LMNOP? Everything else had its own individual letter, then it's all LMNOP. Everything else was defined with a full stop. A, B, C.
You've never heard of G-H-I-J-K?
LMNOP.
It's lesser known.
LMNOP is a cabal.
G-I-J-H-K is a much lesser known one, but it exists.
No.
There you go. G-I-J-H-K. G-I-J.
TUV gets a little traction.
This is why every time I try to bring Forrest along to Illuminati meetings, you know, every time that we go out, and I'm taking you somewhere, and then like all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I feel sick, I have to go back. That's because I got a text that said, no, not ready. There's cameras in my car, cunt.
I'm not ready for Illuminati meetings.
No, they don't think you're ready. They go, didn't bring enough snacks.
They're big on Cheetos.
Not anymore.
Okay.
So Trump is supposedly part of the team that is going to reveal the pedophilia,
I got told that Donald Trump is one of the 5 smartest people that ever existed.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Which is bad because someone would just take that as a soundbite from me where I just go, Trump is one of the 5 most smartest people that ever existed.
And the guy goes, believe it or not.
Yeah, believe it or not, I'm a very smart guy.
Yeah, especially when you say it like that too.
So Trump says it.
Most smartest.
I'm the most smartest of all the smart people.
I believe it or not, I'm really smart.
So I didn't believe them, but I was intimidated by them because...
there were 4 of them.
There's 4 of them.
What was really funny was they were like, flat earth is bullshit.
Well, 2 of them. No. The woman believes in flat earth and the guy on the left. The guy on the left was in our original conspiracy theory.
Yeah, season 1, yeah.
He denied the Holocaust.
Yeah.
And we thought, oh, this guy will be embarrassed.
Yeah.
And then we said, would you like to come back? And he was like, sure. Thank you. Thank you for giving me.
He came out great in the first piece. He was
thank
like,
thank you for giving
great.
Me a platform. He's like, no fucking worries. Yeah. I denied the Holocaust on TV. Happy days. I'll come on again. Fucking insane.
Yeah, they're adding fuel to their fire, Jim, by giving them a platform.
We're fueled to their very small fires that never happened.
I don't think it portrays them in a very good light. Especially, my favorite part was when you're like, do you have any, what was it, any facts to back this up? And they're just
do you have any evidence?
Any evidence. And they just sat there completely quiet.
And then they went, what do you call evidence?
Yeah. Oh, that guy too goes, do lizard people exist? Define lizard people. Define lizard people.
Oh, yeah. Queen Elizabeth shape-shifting. That was a lovely
Queen Elizabeth II, the original Queen Elizabeth. But never shapeshift. Queen Elizabeth II.
Which one are we at?
Number 2.
No, I don't know.
We're at the sequel.
I don't know anything about it.
She just lasted a long time. The original Queen Elizabeth was Cate Blanchett.
Wow, she looks great.
Yeah, doesn't she?
Yeah.
For a lizard person.
Yeah, exactly, shapeshifting.
The lizard people last a lot longer than the rest of
us. Yeah, the sun doesn't affect their skin.
Well, it does.
Nah, they can. Also, they can make me chameleon.
I tell you what, I live in Australia for a lot of years. If you go over there, you'll find a lot of lizard people. Yeah.
Out in the outback.
Oh, you fucking. There's no ozone layer here.
You find them in Palm Springs.
We're all becoming
too.
Fucking lizard people. Fucking hell.
Bogans.
Ah, you fucking cunts. Anyway, Randy, happy birthday. 17, man. Good for you.
All right.
So, Act 3 was what?
Act 3 is something, but you got 1 more thing to read, and then we're...
I gotta get going soon.
I know, but you read this, and then you get going there.
Ooh. Ooh, a new ad. People always ask me for advice.
That's going to be good for me, yeah.
Constantly.
Who are these people?
Lizard people. People always ask me for advice. Usually it's what team to bet on this week.
You know how they ask you that.
I always bet on the gays.
Yeah. Is football season's coming up.
No. Mm-hmm. What team to bet on this week? The truth is, I don't know who's going to win. Nobody does. But if you think you know, you got to check my bookie. I always tell people to bet with my bookie. When you come up, Forrest, you were a compulsive gambler for many years.
I still am, yeah.
And then I go, hey, Forrest, we're paying you here on the show. I have a way for you to spend that money in a wise way. Go to mybookie.com. Trust me, guys. These are the best bets of the season. They've been in business for years. Have great reviews online from the winners. Not as good from the other people. And their mobile site is easy to use. Not to mention, they have in-game live betting and the most rewarding player perks in the business. Plus, for your fantasy guys out there, oh, what's your fantasy guy? I have a fantasy guy.
Ryan Gosling.
I like a mixed race, half Asian, half black guy with abs who's into Tai Chi.
The Rock.
Michael Yeo. Yeah. Get me Michael Yeo.
He's going to be on our podcast.
He's my fan.
My fantasy guy?
Yeah.
Michelle Obama.
Whoa.
Controversial.
There is a bulge in Provenza's pants. They've been in business for years, great reviews online, so their mobile site is easy to use. Not to mention they have in-game live betting and the most rewarding player perks in the business. Plus, for your fantasy guys, we're back up to where we were, out there. You can even bet the over or under. I want Michael Yeo to be on both sides.
How did Michael Yeo make it into the street?
I got to look up Michael Yeo.
You don't know Michael? Yeah. You know, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's a comic and his television personality.
Do it after Paul. We can't have you having an erection during the rest of the podcast.
He's a good-looking guy.
I'm hoping to get rid of the one I've been having.
He's a good-looking guy. Yo, he's up and down, but he's always the same level for me. How many fantasy points a player will score each game? So lay down. Enjoy yourself. So lay down some cash and win big today. You win, they pay. Join now, and my bookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Use promo code Jim Jeffries, that's JIMFFERIES, to activate the offer. Visit mybookie.com online today. That's mybookie. And don't forget to use the promo code Jim Jeffries when creating your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win. You get paid. And if Michael Yeo's here, I get gayed.
I can't wait to have Michael Yeo on the I literally asked him if he did. I think he's going to be on the podcast in the next 10, so we'll see.
Michael Yeo looks like if The Rock had sex with an Asian woman.
Yeah, he is. He's half Asian, half black. Yeah.
I'm going to isolate that audio so you can send it to him as, of a...
No, he said he would. I think he said he would do it. I just got to work on schedule. Yeah.
You pay, I gay.
I think he said he would do it. I guess I just said he's doing it.
That's
now,
my new slogan.
All right, so Act 3, we talked about tipping today. And
cow tipping.
In
many places in Ohio, there's cows that stand upright when they sleep.
Oh. Wrong. So tipping, we've talked about this a while, like where you there was one day you came in, you're like, I don't understand tipping in this country. Why do we tip
in this
country?
I don't get tipping. I get it, but I don't get it. I don't get when I
agree with you. I grew up in this country, and I agree. It's always seemed stupid to me.
I understand why some people need it to subsidize their salary. I don't understand when I'm meant to do it. I don't like it in things like when I go into a hotel and someone opens me a door.
Yeah.
Getting my wallet out and giving you money is more complicated than me opening the door. So
what about
I
the
don't
guy that hails the
it.
Cab in front of a hotel? Am I supposed to tip that guy?
Don't
the
know
guy?
What to do with that cunt.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No idea.
So it turns out, this is what we found out when we were researching this, because we were just going to do a fun thing about tipping. It turns out that it has a racist past. So it was like when the slaves were freed, they lost all this like free labor.
Mm.
And so they said, okay, we're going to give them jobs like on the railroad and restaurants and things like railroad cars and restaurants and stuff. And so we're not going to pay them. You're just going to make your money tipping. But people were just like, you know, fuck you. We're not going to tip you. We're going to tip you a few, whatever, how much, like few pennies back then, whatever. So, and it's kind of continuing on today. Obviously, it's a little bit different, but they've showed statistically that people of color and women get paid tip less still than
it's like passing the hat. No, it's like making a living by passing the hat. It's disgusting.
I'm of the opinion that I don't like about it because Americans have been indoctrinated into this idea that if you're a good tipper, you're a good person. When in the rest of the world, corporations are meant to pay their staff. We're not, as a public, meant to pay the staff. And somehow corporations, who are the root of all evil, if you look at any documentary, all of a sudden, not all documentaries, sometimes they're about the environment, but some...
They're still bad corporations.
But for some reason... For some reason, we the people are meant to pay for your staff. That's why comedy clubs in the rest of the world have intervals. The only reason you don't have intervals in comedy clubs here is because they have waitresses. So in comedy clubs in Britain, there is no drinks to be bought during the show. You buy your drinks in the interview. So in interval, so that when you're on stage, there aren't waitresses or waiters walking around. Now, when you're in
a much better system, because you're not a check drop.
Much better system. So when you're on stage, they have a thing called the check drop, where they put the checks everywhere and everyone's calculating their fucking
check. So as the headliner, you're gearing towards your last 10, 15 minutes, which you've been building up to. You got an arc or whatever, and you lose the audience.
You know you have 10 minutes where you're going to tread water. It's crazy. Right?
Yeah, so everyone has, like, you have to write like a shitty joke about, oh, the check's dropping, but what's five? You had the fucking mozzarella sticks.
Now that comes from, because they're paying all the waitresses $3.
Right.
$2.13. Now, what we found out was that in tipping, different parts of our society tip differently, including Republicans and Democrats and different races tip differently, right? Because it turns out when I first came to America, the waitresses always loved me. Because white Republicans, age, this is before I gave my beliefs out there, right? White Republicans age between 18 and 35 males. Tip heaven, right? People always say, Jim Jeffries here, we're going to get a lot of tips. But over the years, I'm sure it's diminished because the Democrats don't tip as much. Did you know that?
I learned that from watching your very educational show.
Because they're too busy trying to give health care.
That's right. They're too busy trying to give people homes.
It is a trend, though, where like business, I mean, not a trend, but this, like historically in this country, businesses have always tried to save money by passing the buck off onto either the customers or making other people pay for it. So now it's like a thing where I bought a plane ticket recently and the end it says, do you want to donate some money to offset your carbon footprint for this flight? And like, it's your fucking plane. Why am I donating to this? And recycling is the same type of thing. It used to be you got bottles delivered to your house. They would reuse the bottles, wash them out. And then they figured out it's much cheaper to do these single-use plastics. And then if people don't recycle, they'll be like, oh, it's not our fault. You're supposed to be recycling. And now the world's a fucking trash heap because the companies just don't give a shit.
Yeah. Meanwhile, 5 cents on this bottle, right?
Yeah.
But where are you going to bring it back to? Supermarkets don't take it back anymore.
Yeah, you got to go to a recycling center.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I love that Paul's fucking from the era. Supermarkets don't take it back anymore. I remember when I was playing a game of kick the can with my buddies.
Well, when they pass
it,
when they
supermarket,
you don't know about this, do you? Shut
supermarkets
up for a second.
Used to take your bottles back.
That's correct, sir. When they brought this 5 cent deposit in California,
yeah, you paid 5 cents per bottle.
You were supposed to bring it back to
where
the supermarket.
Where did you park your Tyrannosaurus Rex when you came in?
No, but every time you buy a 6-pack of beer, you pay an extra. You pay extra 60 cents, or is it 5 cents? Jay's?
5 cents.
So you pay extra 30 cents, and same thing with cans. Some of the states, it's 10 cents. So that their idea is like, oh, people will bring this back for money. That's why a lot. Yeah.
But then they found that when people brought them back to the supermarkets didn't know what the fuck to do with them, and they were bringing vermin and whatever. So they
homeless
just said,
people.
So they just said, okay, so that the supermarkets don't have to take them back anymore. So now you're just paying an extra 5 cents to throw it in the trash.
Yeah, but I don't know. We got off on that. So tipping.
I don't know, but if I was to bet that you're telling the truth, I'd go to my bookie. Where they've been in business for many years. They have great reviews online, and the mobile site is easy to use.
All right. I feel like you're losing steam here. You're thinking about
Hawaii. Jack, can I have an In-N-Out burger if there's one sitting around? I'm still hungry. Is this one still sitting around? I'm hot. I'm starving.
Do you tip Jack?
Jim's in Hawaii.
No, I give Jack tips.
Like what?
Like, wear your hair up higher.
Yeah, you did that in Vegas. Here,
you brought him to Vegas on a private jet. That's a tip.
That's much better. Look how much better that is.
I took Vegas to Jack on a private Yeti.
Okay.
Jack, I'm looking for this burger, man. And Taser's here. You got to let Taser, man.
All right, so that was tipping. And then Act 4, we have our recurring segment now. We always do a joke, how we're like, say, our recurring segment.
This one actually recurs.
We've never actually done a recurring segment, but this one we've done before.
What's killing us this week?
Yeah, what's killing us this week? And it turns out that they've been finding glyphosate, which is from a weed-killing chemical found in Roundup. They've been finding it in children's breakfast cereals, and breakfast cereals in general. Adults eat
they're
it,
all,
too.
They're all, I eat children's
because,
breakfast cereals.
Because they're spraying it on all the crops.
I eat adrenal glandos.
kick starts in the morning.
Really picks you up in the morning. After you got a hangover. Not cheap. Not cheap. Chocolatey. Yeah.
You can only find it at Gelson's.
All right. Yeah, no, you got to get that at Whole Foods.
And so they found that in the cereal, and we just did like a fun thing where the guy from Lucky Charms, he did not get cancer. I guess we can't say he got cancer.
They can't be on their first leprechaun at Lucky Charms, can they?
Well, I mean, he's animated.
It's a dynasty. They pass it on to their children, leprechauns.
Wow.
Anyways, so we, I don't remember how the fucking piece went because we edited it so much.
Anyway, so we talked about how there's chemicals that deal with wheat. And these wheat chemicals are cancerous, and they're in most breakfast cereals that involve wheat, which is all of them except for Rice Krispies.
Yeah, you're good with Rice Krispies.
Rice Krispies, cancer-free. You can eat all day. All that's got is the tears of a small Japanese person.
From the rain.
So, which, as far as I can tell, hasn't been cancerous for years.
Yeah. Well, the air quality is pretty bad. Oh, that's
no,
China.
No, it was in the 1950s. Yeah, Japan, the bomb was the, long. So oh, this, what are you talking about? Yeah.
So this,
you don't want to get the rice from Hiroshima. Even now, it's not mint.
No, they just had
that's
melt
how
them.
It got popped. Yeah. Glyphosate. So these breakfast cereals basically this is Monsanto.
Yeah,
it's all over this.
That's
right?
That. Their product Roundup is where right. They actually were able to trace it back specifically to Roundup, the weed killer.
Right.
And we all know Monsanto has our best interests at heart. Between whether it's
who's Monsanto and is he an intern?
He's the Peruvian guy. That
is he still trying to Peruvian himself?
No, it's a company that I mean they're famously known for well this all the pesticides, herbicides, but genetic engineering.
I won't be
of crops.
Speaking for 3 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, are you eating a burger?
No, not yet.
All right. Well, this is a good time for me to read this. All right. Since you're going to be eating a burger. The Jim Jefferies Show on
oh
Comedy Central.
God,
no, do
God.
Not eat into the mic.
Don't read it.
People hate this.
What's that? Do it after. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why do I have to do it after?
Mm.
Because it's
going to
be edited into something.
I won't talk.
I think
so
you
don't
should
do
just,
this now. We're at the end just, of it almost right now.
So you can finish up.
You okay. Should just do an ad for In-N-Out.
I know. We do one for Imodium every week, and they've never given us any money.
Mm. Imodium. I'm going to need you soon. You never let me down. The only constant in my life. Imodium.
Won't you help, please?
Well... thanks for being here, Paul. Before we leave, is there anything...
pleasure to be here in Hawaii.
Imodium.
Is there anything that you would like to say? Anything like to promote, or are you just here to be... No?
I'm just here by accident. I'm just here on a court order.
Yeah. Mm. Well, thanks for being here legally.
His wife says that.
It was a pleasure for you to be here. I am Forrest Shaw. You know where to find me at Forrest Shaw Everything. By the way, please come see me in Tampa. They just went on sale. November 23rd through the 25th, I'll be at Side Splitters Comedy Club.
Oh, my
Club.
God, this burger's good.
So please come down there at the Side Splitters Comedy Club, November 23rd through 25th. I did mention I'm going to do some shows in Australia. I don't know the dates yet, so I'll let you guys know. If there's a topic you want us to talk about, tweet to us at Jeffrey Show. Please subscribe and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Imodium. Look, I just want to tell you all, man, we do this podcast every week, and it's a burden. Good night, everyone.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.